Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We're very happy to have you with us here at KSR for episode 3 of Call of the Blobfish. Call of the Blobfish, episode 3. Swordfish has been busy swimming up out of the twilight zone toward the sunlight zone. Did you know that swordfish can do something pretty special that not many other fish can do? They can keep their eyes and their brain warmer than the surrounding water. It works a bit like a brain heater and helps the swordfish swim through big temperature changes, like he has just done now, swimming from the cold deep to the warmer, shallower waters. Now that swordfish has reached the shallower waters, let's see how he goes about finding a person for the blobfish.
Now entering the sunlight zone. Zap! Ah, I do like the sunlight zone. I can switch the ether off in my brain up here. Then I can think a little bit.
Woo-hoo! Seeking some sweet tail flashes today. Let me see you shake your tail fin.
Ooh, it's a tuna. Thunini, hello.
Huh? Sorry, Zephyrus. Oh, I didn't mean anything. I was just practicing my water skating. Mum says the faster I swim, the better chance I have.
Chance at what?
Survival.
Survival from what?
From being fished. And from being eaten by dudes like you?
I, Thunus Makoyai, am not a dude. I am a swordfish. I am an especially special fish because I am what is called extremely delicious.
You can just call me tuna, and I'm also extremely delicious.
Are you tuna?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Truly?
Yeah.
Last year I won best on plate.
I won best sashimi.
I won biggest, juiciest fillet.
I won best in mornay.
I won best on grill.
I won best in can.
Perfect! I too am especially special for cans.
So, are you gonna eat me or not?
I do not eat extremely delicious fish. There are not enough extremely delicious fish left in the sea. In fact, around here I have not seen so many fish at all, no. But anyway, I eat the squid and the flying fish and the flathead, yum yum! Anyway, today I eat nothing. I am not hungry.
Why?
I am on a mission.
Wow, what sort of mission?
A mission for the blobfish.
You know the blobfish? He's like famous. He's deep water, man. I'm aiming to get that deep one day. I have a poster of the blobfish on me rock at home. I can't believe you know him. That is so cool.
Well, I haven't actually met him myself. He lives too deep. But he is in danger and needs help. I am helping him.
What sort of help does he need?
He needs me to find him a person and bring it.
Bring it where?
To him, to the blobfish.
Why?
Because he is in danger. The Great Shadow.
Cloudfish?
Yes, it is a matter of life and
not life. Oh no, poor man.
Yes, go home, save yourself, little tuna. Live to swim another day.
Hey, swordy. How are you going to get the blobfish a person?
I don't know. Maybe your kit on my sword?
Nah, but how like how persons can't breathe underwater?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, 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 this is a double challenge. I knew that persons could not go deep because of the pressure, but I did not know they could not breathe. Wow! So, what do we do?
I know a magic dragon who might help.
A magic dragon?
Or she's only a very little dragon.
Oh, no, dragons are enormous. How can she do magic if she is so small?
Well, I'm not sure if she really can. You never know, though. She might be able to help.
Okay, okay. Lead the way, little tuna.
It's a long swim. We have to go pretty close to the land, near the seagrasses.
I will race you.
Okay, you're on.
Tuna and swordfish swam like only a tuna and a swordfish can, which is actually extremely fast. Swordfish are a little faster than tuna, and remember that our tuna is only a little tuna, so it was hard to keep up with swordfish. But as they swam, swordfish swam back in big loops, racing past tuna and then doubling back and racing past again. The two of them sped through the sea toward shallower waters. Tuna and swordfish do not often go into the shallow waters, as they prefer the open ocean. But today, they are on a mission for the blobfish. And once they reached the seagrassy, shallow, rocky reef near the coastline, swordfish stopped racing and slowed down to let tuna lead the way. Perhaps swordfish was a little scared of meeting a dragon for the first time. But if he was, he tried very hard not to show it.
We're here.
Excellent. Oh, thank you for the race, little tuna. I am so fast.
Yeah, you are. I hope I can be as fast as you someday.
Maybe, maybe not. Now, where is this dragon?
Hey, swordfish, you have to be careful not to scare her. She's really shy. And swordfish, can you not tell my mum we came all the way up here to the shallow reef? She will flip a fin off.
Now this particular dragon, just as Tuna had told Swordfish, is a very little dragon. Its name is Phycodurus equis, or better known as Leafy Sea Dragon. And these beautiful, delicate little sea dragons live off the coast of southern and eastern Australia. Leafy sea dragons have leaf-shaped appendages all over their bodies. As our leafy sea dragon drifts and swims in amongst the seaweed and kelp growing on the rocky reef, she blends in so perfectly that you could easily think she was just a lovely piece of seaweed.
There she is. She's dancing.
Oh, you are right, Tuna. She is a very little dragon.
Yoo-hoo! Dragon!
Ooh. Where has she gone? She's disappeared.
Hey, Leafy Sea. It's me, Tuna. Oh, we're sorry we interrupted you, Leafy Sea. It's just that we were wondering if you could help us.
Oh. Aha! There you are. I see you again. Breathe fire. I have heard that dragons can breathe fire. Breathe fire.
Ooh.
Oh, she had disappeared again.
You're not that type of dragon, are you, Leafy Sea? You're a disappearing dragon, a vanishing dragon, aren't ya?
Yes, I am a master of camouflage.
Oh, okay, I see you now. Oh, this is so good, another master. I have always longed to meet another master.
What is it you want?
Show me your skills, Dragon Master!
Fish, the mission!
Oh, yes, 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 I forget. I beg your forgiveness, Leafy Sea. I was just so excited to meet another master. You are so clever to be able to disappear. Wow! Yes, 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 but okay. We are on a mission for the Blobfish.
The Blobfish?
It says there is danger. A matter of life and...
Not life.
Leafy Sea? Stop being a master of camouflage for just one moment, would you? The Blobfish needs me to bring him a person.
A person?
Yes, a person. Can you do it?
Me? I cannot carry a person. And persons don't live underwater. And I can't go deep.
That's a lot of cannots and don'ts. You are a master of camouflage. Be proud.
Well, there is only one truly magic thing that might help. Wait a moment.
Leafy Sea disappeared into the wafting kelp strands for a moment, before emerging with a tiny pearlescent white flower held in her leafy arms. She swam forward out of the kelp towards Swordfish and Tuna, holding the white flower out to them.
What is this, Leafy Sea?
It is something magic. It is the only one of its kind in the entire world. My grandfather gave it to me. When you find a person, ask them to eat it. Then they might be able to swim as deep as the Blobfish, but only for a short time.
What is it?
A lung flower.
How does it work?
It will fill a person's lungs with magic air for 10 minutes. They will be able to breathe, and their lungs and bones will not be crushed by the pressure of the deep, either when they swim down or up.
That is super cool.
Oh, are you sure it works?
I don't know. I have never seen it work.
We have no choice. We have to trust it.
Hey, instead of using magic, I mean, just in case it doesn't work, shouldn't we just get one of those deep sea submersible things I've seen persons bobbing about in? Like the deep sea challenger?
A challenger? I will out-challenge any challenger! Ha ha! I will get you every time with this and that and that and this and this. And a wish, wish, wish. Come here and I will give you a mass sword. Like this and that and this and that and this. Coral twirl.
Oh, there is no time. Today we're going to have to trust in the magic of the lung flower.
Okay. We will try. But we still don't know how to get a person. Magical, Leafy Sea, Dragon. Do you have the brain skills to help us? Please?
I know of only one creature who can help you find a person. Tursiops.
Tursiops?
Yes, Tursiops. She will help you. Good luck.
Thank you, Leafy Sea. You are the best magical disappearing dragon I have ever met.
Man, Cloudfish is nearly here. And I'm not so keen on meeting Tursiops. I'm just a little tuna. I am a snack pack. I'm gone.
You can't turn back now.
I can.
You can't.
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 I can.
Okay.
I brought you to Leafy Sea. I've done all I can. I have to go home or my mummy's gonna swim in circles. I'm not allowed to be anywhere near Tursiops or Cloudfish. I have to go home.
But I will be lonely. You have become my friend.
Don't worry. I'll see you around. Believe, Swordster. Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't stay. Good luck with the mission, Swordfish. Save that Blobfish.
Thank you for your help. Excellent little tuna.
Tuna swooped a sweet tail flash and then sped away out to sea to find Mum, leaving Swordfish alone and worried in the shallow waters, wondering how to do what he needed to do next. Knowing our Swordfish, he will come up with a plan by the next episode, surely. Thanks for listening. We look forward to diving in again with you in episode 4.